Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Calm and Confident. We're all about building those unshakable routines that help us crush our goals and live life on our own terms, one day at a time. Now, if you're anything like me, a self-proclaimed champion of putting things off until the last minute, then this episode is for you. We're diving deep into the age-old struggle, procrastination. That sneaky little beast that whispers sweet nothings about getting to it later while secretly sabotaging your best intentions. Ever feel like you're drowning in a sea of to-dos, but somehow the only thing getting done is binge-watching reality TV? You know that feeling when you have this amazing idea, you're bursting with excitement, and then, bam. Suddenly, the couch looks way more appealing than tackling that project. Well, get ready, because today we're not just acknowledging the problem, we're slaying it. We're going to equip you with some seriously powerful stoic tools and strategies to overcome procrastination and kickstart your motivation engine. Trust me, by the end of this episode, you'll be feeling energized and ready to conquer anything that comes your way. Let's break down five key takeaways that are going to revolutionize your approach to tackling those tasks. 1. Identify your procrastination triggers. It's like detective work. We need to figure out what specific situations or thoughts send you spiraling into procrastination mode. Is it fear of failure? Feeling overwhelmed? Distractions galore. Once you know your triggers, you can start to create strategies to manage them effectively. 2. Embrace the power of start small. You don't have to conquer Mount Everest in a day. Break down those daunting tasks into smaller, more manageable chunks. Ever heard the saying, Rome wasn't built in a day? It's true. Celebrate those small victories along the way, they add up. 3. Schedule time for productivity. Treat your most important tasks like any other important appointment, put them on your calendar and stick to it. This helps create structure and accountability, making procrastination less tempting. Think of it like this. You wouldn't skip a doctor's appointment, right? So treat those productivity sessions with the same level of respect. 4. The stoic power of control what you can. This is where things get really interesting. Stoicism reminds us that we can only control our own actions and reactions. We can't control everything else that happens around us, but we can choose how we respond. So, when you find yourself procrastinating, focus on the task at hand one step at a time. 5. Reward your progress. Oh, you deserve it. Celebrate your wins, big or small. It could be as simple as treating yourself to your favorite coffee after finishing that tough project. Positive reinforcement goes a long way in keeping you motivated and on track. Remember, we've all been there feeling stuck in the procrastination rut. But guess what? It's not a permanent state. Take it from someone who's been battling this beast for years, these stoic principles have seriously changed the game for me. Let me tell you about a time when I was struggling with writing a particularly challenging blog post. The words just wouldn't come, and I kept finding myself scrolling through social media instead of actually getting to work. Sound familiar? I knew I had to do something different. So, I applied the start small principle. I set a timer for just 15 minutes and focused solely on brainstorming ideas. Before I knew it, those minutes turned into an hour, and I was surprised by how much progress I made. By breaking down the task into smaller, more manageable chunks, I overcame that initial inertia and got back on track. The key takeaway here is this. Don't let procrastination become your default setting. You have the power to choose a different path, one where you take control of your time, conquer your goals, and unleash your full potential. So, are you ready to ditch the procrastination blues and embrace a more productive and fulfilling life? I know you can do it. I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on these stoic strategies and let me know how they are working for you in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe to Calm and Confident, where we explore the power of stoicism to help us navigate life's challenges with grace and confidence. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.